Okay, my blood pressure's down. We're back from the previous segment. I can tell I was getting a little bit hot under the collar and passionate of the things that I said, but I want you to know that's genuine passion. You know, I may not say it as effectively as an accomplished broadcaster would, but I'm just an everyday Joe. My heart is broken over where our country has been, and so when I sit in front of a microphone with 9 minutes to get a segment done, I look up and it's 10, which I did in the previous segment, so they'll have to edit it down to make it fit. But they've assigned to me a certain amount of time for this next segment as we do our pre-recording, and I want to use this time wisely. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Wes and Dee, the owners of this station. They have been in this business for many decades. They both come from families that were involved in radio broadcasting in one way or another. They have lived on the island here, I think, since the 80s. They have their broadcast facility here, even though the tower itself is southwest of here 20-something miles. But the footprint of this station runs from, as I've checked it personally, from right around the Jacksonville airport, though I can hear it, but not listener quality, in South Clay County, down in South Orange Park, where I live. And you can hear it, I believe, up as far as Savannah. So it's a decent little footprint, but here's the better part. And here's what I'd like to see done as soon as possible, frankly. We have people passing from Savannah to Jacksonville, from Jacksonville to Savannah every day by the thousands. Those are the good folks traveling up and down I-95. I hate that interstate with a passion. Don't like to drive it. But it benefits us to have people, and truck drivers particularly, on I-95 going north and south. And so if those people are actually tuned in to AM 1100, our audience is multiplied. And a lot of the folks driving trucks are pretty conservative souls, but even families or individuals or salesmen or whatever going up and down 95 have an opportunity to hear a message that they need to hear. But the problem is, how do we drive them to AM 1100 when they're from outside the area and don't know about us anyway? So my suggestion, and frankly, I hope that you will contact Wes and Dee and say, look, folks, here's how we can drive people to AM 1100 and get them to listen. You know, we would have a funding, it takes a lot of money to do it, of a billboard somewhere just south of Savannah southbound and just right at the little bit north of the Jacksonville airport northbound on I-95, they would say something like, tune in to AM 1100 and hear what you don't hear elsewhere. The voice of reason, the voice of rebuke to those cockroaches in our government. No, we can't put that on the sign, but the voice of rebuke, the voice of reason, and the voice of reality. Because what we're talking about, folks, is reality, the reality that America is going to die if we don't straighten up. But those billboards might cause people to say, if there's a catchy phrase on there, well, let's go and see what these yokels are trying to say, you know? And then they'll hear my voice and they'll know they've plugged into a yokel or a crazy guy. But he's speaking the truth in spite of what they think. So the vision is really for the footprint that WCGA leaves now and for what it can be if the signal is boosted to 50,000 watts. Man, we'd probably go to Melbourne and, you know, Charleston and even farther, and folks there would hear our message. But what is going to grow this station is what grew the Honda car company. decades ago. Yeah, a phenomenal growth, and it wasn't placed in advertising. It was simply WOM, WOM, word of mouth. And so if we get people who resonate to our message, who are willing to tell other people, I mean actively, hey, folks, listen, you need to listen to this station so that this station doesn't become just a casual sound in the background to help you sleep or just something in the background while you're waxing your car or whatever it is that you do. No, it's something you're listening to purposefully because the time is coming when important messages may be passed to the people who think like us, messages they need to hear, and it could come through this AM radio station for as long as it's allowed to stay on the air. Do you catch it? You understand what I'm saying? We need intentional listeners, and we need intentional advocates for a station that's saying what very few others are saying and saying it in a manner that doesn't reflect fear of a government full of cockroaches or whatever they are. Perfect love casts out fear. I love my Father God. I love America. I'm not fearful, but I'm angry. And I want some other angry men out there to stand up with me, but really with us. Wes and Dee on WCJ, wonderful coastal Georgia, AM 1100. And stand with us and push back. Thank you for listening to this segment. Please don't go away. I'll see you when we return.